Welcome to Time with Abba Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is May 14, Thursday, 2020, day 135. Today's topic, open the door. I want to come in that you can receive the light of life. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God and having Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 69, verses 5 to 12, 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 1 to chapter 16, verse 23, John chapter 8, verses 1 to 20, Proverbs 15, verses 8 to 10. Today's main passages, John chapter 8, verses 3 to 12. The teachers of the law and the Pharisees brought in a woman caught in adultery. They made her stand before the group and said to Jesus, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the act of adultery. In the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. Now, what do you say?" They were using this question as a trap in order to have a basis for accusing him. But Jesus bent down and started to write on the ground with his finger. When they kept on questioning him, he straightened up and said to them, "Let any one of you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." Again, he stooped down and wrote on the ground. At this, those who heard began to go away one at a time, the older ones first, until only Jesus was left. With the woman still standing there, Jesus straightened up and asked her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" "No one, sir," she said. "Then neither do I condemn you," Jesus declared. "Go now and leave your life of sin." When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." The second passage, Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. "Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person, and they with me." Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passages we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening. The topic I received today from Jesus is, open the door, I want to come in that you can receive the light of life. Today's John described a woman being caught in adultery. Jesus saved her that she did not have to be stoned to death according to Moses' law. Jesus led her to confess her sins and she followed Jesus after that. She saw with her own eyes how Jesus resurrected her younger brother Lazarus, and she used an expensive perfume equal the amount of a year's wages to pour on Jesus' feet. Is this change miraculous? an adulterer, a prostitute, could be accepted by Jesus and became the best friend of Jesus. She stood by the cross when Jesus died with Jesus' mother, and she was the first one to be able to see the resurrected Jesus and heard Jesus' voice talking to her. Who is this woman? She is Mary Magdalene. Holman Hunt, a famous English artist, had a painting using John's theme, the light of the world, and now hanging in St. Paul's Cathedral, London. The renowned Christian leader, Reverend Dr. John Stock, had his born-again experience because of this painting when he was 17 years of age. In Timothy Dooley Smith's John Stock, A Biography, John said, up till now, Christ had been on the circumference, and I have but asked him to guide me instead of giving him complete control. Behold, he stands at the door and knocks. I have heard him, and now is he come into my house. He has cleansed it, and now rules therein. If Satan comes along and knocks at the door, I will not go and answer it, succumbing to the pleasure of sin. But Christ will go to the door, at whose sight Satan will flee. If Christ is my master, sin is dead under my feet. Wow. From a 17 years old. Wow. Mary Magdalene opened the door. John Stock opened the door. I opened the door. Many people opened the door to invite Jesus to enter into our lives, to control and rule us as Lord and King, and we do not walk in darkness anymore. Have you really opened the door yet? If not, now is the time. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and his people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, how do you know you have opened the door for Jesus to control and rule you? Number two, how can you listen and obey to Jesus as your Lord and King from now on? Number three, what is your next step to make that happen? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.